Now, the gravitational field of the unconditioned is known as the Dharma Dhatu. I must apologize at this point for the introduction of an original Sanskrit word. Some weeks ago I promised not to do this, but today I have to break my promise because there's no English equivalent as yet of this word Dharma Dhatu. And it's a very important and very interesting one also. Dharma, which has many meanings, here means truth or reality, in a sense of ultimate truth, ultimate reality. In other words, it stands for the unconditioned itself. And Dhatu, which has also got several meanings, here means a sphere of operation. In other words, it means gravitational field. So the Dharma Dhatu is therefore the gravitational field, the field of operation of the unconditioned. The mandala, incidentally, the sacred circle, has the same general significance, especially the mandala of the five Buddhas. You may remember the white Buddha in the center, then the green Buddha to the north, the yellow Buddha to the south, the red Buddha to the west, and the blue Buddha to the east. The mandala of the five Buddhas. I've gone into all this before at considerable length, and I don't intend going into it again in this place. I'm simply pointing out the connection for those who are interested in following it up. A number of texts and a number of traditions also speak of what is called the Buddha Kshetra. Kshetra means field. So Buddha Kshetra is Buddha field. And it means, it represents the area within which there operates the influence of a particular Buddha, the spiritual influence, the spiritual power, if you like, of a particular Buddha. And this influence is often referred to, especially in the Tibetan tradition, as his adhisthana, an untranslatable word, but it can be roughly rendered as grace, if we understand by grace simply the gravitational pull of the unconditioned, of the absolute. One could also mention in this connection the true Pure Land, again of the Japanese tradition. The two Pure Lands too is a symbol of the Dharma Dhatu, a symbol for the gravitational field of the unconditioned, because the Pure Land, according to its own teaching, is that area within which there operates the infinite light and the eternal life of the Buddha Amitabha, the area or the field wherein these two are the dominant force, the dominant influence.